Good morning. We're taking Mechei Adam, Klal Mem Dalet. We're looking at Simen Dalet. Kol Malkam is Rina Dehavi Hesach Adas. Any situation which halachically gets the status of Hesach Adas, Im Rotzo Lecho Pas, if what he wants to eat now, then he changed, was saying that he was Mesir Das, and now he wants to eat bread. Or we discussed before, he has Das and he wants to eat other foods. What about if the food that he wants to eat at the end of the meal, he's in Sir Das, and now he wants to eat Pas? So besides the issue of the Bracha Rishana, we have a question in regards to Netilas Yadayim. So the Chayadim says, Sarach Lito Yadav, I will in Sarach Lavarach Al Netilas Yadayim, Kilael Klamem Simen Tesavov. So, we're going to give this a status of a Hesach Adas, in the same way we said in Netila, Hesach Adas can affect the status of Netila. So that same Hesach Adas over here, which is being making you make a new bracha Rishona, is also making you wash your hands again. But he does not need to say an Al Netilas Yadayim. Now, in a case where he would be holach v'hiflig, he stepped out and he was very involved in something else for a long period of time, there the Mishnah comes out, the person would make a bracha. But over here, just the Hesach Adas of deciding not to eat more, even though that requires that you make a new bracha Rishona, even though that requires that you need to wash Al Netilas Yadayim, wash your hands, but the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim you do not need to say. Okay. Interesting din over here, this halacha, that you have to wash it without Al Netilas Yadayim. So there are three issues to look at when we're discussing this halacha. One is that there's the opinion of the Marshal that a person's in the middle of the meal and loses his Shmir Shidayim for some reason or other. He goes to the Beis HaKisei, etc. There's no need, one has to wash his hands again. There's no need to make a new bracha because the bracha was only niskan, according to him, at the beginning of the meal. So that would be one argument over here not to make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. The second issue is, did he lose his Shmir Shidayim or not? So Pashas, we're assuming and once a person is Masiyah Das, I'm eating, that which a person washes, he's not actively thinking about his hands the whole time. But since he knows that he needs to keep his hands pure for the purpose of the eating bread, so as long as he's Bam Sasuda, where he might be eating bread, we assume there's a Shmir Sidaim, unless we would know definitely otherwise. But over here, he's decided not to eat anymore. He's lost that assumption. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says the person has to wash his hands again. But since that's not vada that he lost the Shemira, he might have not been actively in Shemir, but we don't know that his hands are not clean. So it makes sense not to make a bracha. We discussed this back when we were learning Hilchos Netilas Yadayim in regards to washing by the Seder. The second washing by the Seder, your hands, we'd have to assume you were saying Divrei Torah, whatever it is, your hands are clean, even though you weren't necessarily thinking about them. But there's a third issue, excuse me, there's a third issue which the Chayyadim does not seem to touch on, is that din of Hesach Adas applies to mitzvahs as well. So let's say a person was wearing a talus. He's not wearing a talus katan, he's only wearing a talus scuttle. A person's wearing tefillin. He takes it off with intent to not put it back on. He finished davening, and he doesn't plan to put it back on. And then he hears that somebody's making a bris, and he holds that you're supposed to wear a talus and tefillin for a bris. So he puts it back on. He needs a new bracha. Because once he was with Sfasiyah Das, he intended to totally end the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is done. He does the mitzvah again. He has a nuchiyah bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav introduces this idea in regards to Netilas Yadayim, in a case where a person is Sfasiyah Das, he has a chiyuv to do Netilas Yadayim. Pashas, according to him, he connects it into that halacha of Hesach Das by mitzvahs. So there would be a chiyuv bracha in this case as well. In the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos, in the Sefer Kufs Amud Aleph, he raises this issue. He doesn't understand why there would not be a chiyuv bracha because of that. But the Mishnah Berurah follows the Chayyotim in this respect, that there is no chiyuv bracha, because even though he was not Shomer Yadav, he wasn't actively being Shomer Yadayim, and he needs to wash again, but there's no chiyuv bracha. And again, we have a question why that should be so, but that is the halacha, that in this situation he would wash again without a bracha. Have a good day.